Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. No, actually, 7 till the hour. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. You'd think after 22 years I could do, almost 23 years, I could do that, wouldn't you? Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I claim all the mistakes and all the great things, too. Gary Moore is our guest, 22-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Financial Seminary. Financialseminary.org, is that right, Gary?
That's correct.
All right, so check it out, folks. You can find his books there and his articles, and you'll be glad you did. Gary, look into your crystal ball. Folks, I know he's got one. I've seen it. Look into your crystal ball and tell us what you think fear and greed on Wall Street is going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You think, is it going to be worse? Is it going to get more out of hand? Is it going to reconcile it all? What do you think?
Well, Wall Street, just like Washington, is a reflection of the American people, Jim. People don't understand that. There's not a real Wall Street per se. It's where all of us come together and trade. And the mood of the moment usually ranges between fear and greed, hopefully somewhere in the middle called prudence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's going to happen, Jim, we kind of just hit on it, is people my age, around 30 or so, are more to the left than what guys like you and I were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our parents, we grew up poor, relatively.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great respect for the material goods that I wouldn't call it greed, but profit seeking could produce.
Well, what work would do to create that? What it would take to make that?
Exactly.
Worked. And you behaved yourself. And you behaved yourself.
And what profit was to us was taking resources, whether they're time, material, or whatever, and adding value to it, Jim, mm-hmm. and creating products and profit. Mm-hmm. If you didn't make a profit, you weren't using society's resources
You just described Main Street. That's what we do here. Go ahead.
Exactly. But that's not been the case on Wall Street, and I think there's a reaction against that, the big corporations and so on, that the young people have. They don't seem to trust anyone anymore, from what I'm finding, and that even includes the church today, Jim.
Yeah.
We've lost faith in what Edmund Burke used to call the little platoons that mediated between Washington and Main Street.
Right.
And when that happens, society is in a lot of trouble, Jim. And someone, you know, the military today is the most respected institution in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up during the Nam era, where across campus in my ROTC uniform, and they called me a baby killer.
I was a recruiter in the 70s. I was a recruiter in the 70s. Imagine that. But were you really? Yeah, but Wall Street is I think Wall Street is like China. China is not our worst enemy. China is its own worst enemy. I think Wall Street is not our worst enemy. I think it's its own worst enemy. I think eventually I think technology, I think blockchain could contribute to neutralizing the power of Wall Street. What do you think?
Absolutely. I've written for years that the only people who could kill capitalism are capitalists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just killing the goose that laid the golden egg. And that's, Jim, here's the important point. People sometimes confuse investing with gambling. Gambling, you don't worry about creating anything of value for
right.
anyone else. It's
mm-hmm.
an exchange of money with no value added to it.
Mm-hmm.
Investing is the dedication of money to producing more goods and products for your neighbor, and that's what Adam Smith was talking about.
But trading is tantamount to gambling, is it not?
Absolutely, that's what it is.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, I got to wrap it up. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you. We always get smarter when you join us. I'm kind of disappointed we didn't argue a little bit more, but we'll save that for next time. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll do that next time.
Thank you for 22 great years. It's been a pleasure. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Jim.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my best friends. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.